Last week we were about to start the sugya on Ches Omer Aleph towards the bottom of the last five lines. Maybe we'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Beis Omer Aleph has the din that all cases of dinim ominous require three dayanim. Dinim nefashos means 23 dayanim, and dinim ominous is shlosha. So dinim ominous b'shlosha had yoytas that goes on hoydos halvoros. And then Zeus, Vahavolos, and Nezek, Chazin, Nezek, Ketel, Balabahel, Inus, Mefata, everything is Shloisha, Smuchim. You need three Mumchim for that. And Moiti Shema is a Machloik is Hapalai. So Meir says, last week we were about to start the Sugya on Ches Omer Aleph towards the bottom of the last five lines. Maybe we'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Beis Omer Aleph has the din that all cases of dinim ominous require three dayanim. Dinim nefashos means 23 dayanim, and dinim ominous is shlosha. So dinim ominous b'shlosha had yoytas that goes on hoydos halvoros. And then Zeus, Vahavolos, and Nezek, Chazin, Nezek, Ketel, Balabahel, Inus, Mefata, everything is shlosha smuchim. You need three mumchim for that. And Moiti Shema is a machloik is hapalai. So the mayor says Moiti Shema is b'shlosha. It's plain dinim ominous, it should be shlosha dayanim. And the Chachamim disagree, they say Moiti Shema is Be'esma Shloisha Mipnei Sheyesh Boi Dinei Nefoshes. So the comment, Rashi's commentary on this Mishnah appears on Ches Omer Aleph, where Rashi writes about 20 lines from the bottom. Rashi writes V'Chachamim Leimrim Mipnei Sheyesh Boi Dinei Nefoshes, you need 23 Kosal Kadaita, Rashi and Daf Ches Omer Aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom of the Rashi. The simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like it means the following. The Hachikami, the Rabbanim seem to be saying the following. Shum di, because once in a while, Moitzi Shem has the Nefoshes involved, so therefore you always need a Bezna of 23, even in the case where there's no Dina Nefoshes, because sometimes it has Dina Nefoshes. Because Salka Daitach, the Gemara thought, and the Havamina, the Hachikami, this is what the Chachami meant in the Mishnah. Shum de Iko, Moitzi Shemra. There is, once in a while, there is a case of Moitzi Shemra, the Shaykh Beidin, the Nefashis. Ukagoin, for example, Shemeli Eidim, the husband brings Eidim and testified the wife was Mizana with Asuro, in which case she's going to get Skilo, Noina Shmiso. And the Gemara asks right away, the Gemara Pachino, what do I care? The Chiyesh Beidin, the Nefashis, my Havi. What do I care that once in a while, sometimes there may be Dina Nefashis? Or Bahash, the Miholab Dina Nefashis, who? The Lek Eidim. We're talking about a case with a no Eidim. So that's what the Gemara asks right away. The Gemara, five lines from the bottom of that Ches Omer Aleph, the Gemara asks, the Chiyesh B'dina Nefashos my Havi, what do I care that sometimes Ika, as Rashi puts it, the Ika Moitzi Shema, the Shaykh B'dina Nefashos, sometimes I'm Dina Nefashos. But the Maisa we're talking about, there's no Dina Nefashos. Maisa, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? So last week we started, let's first learn Rashi. We'll learn the Rabbin and Tam later. So Rashi learns the cases. Here the Rashi right before that one we read before. 25 lines before the bar, where it says on the right hand side in the Masoras HaShas, it says Shayach Lamas Nisi. So Rashi writes, HaMoitzi Shemra, Diva Maskel HaMoitzi Shemra. The husband times LaMatzasi LaBitcha B'sulim. It means like this. They had Erisin half a year ago, He gave a ring and he said, Hariat Mekudeshesli. So the girl is an Eish Yisish. Kiddushin is an Eish Yisish. She's just not living in her husband's home. She's still living with her parents. And then a half a year goes by, he gets a job and whatever she buys, furniture and clothing, whatever. And then they have the nisuin, so they move in together. So the husband, the husband would pay for the chasana, the husband paid for the whole wedding expense. So the very next day, the husband and the Tanoim say in the Mishnah, the beginning of Ksubis, that that's one of the reasons why they instituted Sula Nisus Liyom Arvi, why should she get married on a Wednesday, in case he'll have a Tainas B'Sula, he should be mashed in the Bezdin the very next morning, on Thursday morning, and he'll Taina to the Bezdin that Lo Matzasi Levitcha B'Sula, and Rashi says, Zabola Hafsidu Ksubas, of Alayla Harba, he cannot give her an Einish Miso, Sheina Mevi Eidim Shazin Satachtov. He doesn't bring any aid, and the next morning he just says that the Pesach Pasuch Mitzosi is Nemelach Siduk Zubasa. That's the Rashi on the bottom of the Daf, towards the bottom of Chesem, and the last five lines, where Rashi writes the Kaimalon, and it says in parentheses, Ksubis Daf Yudam and Aleph. Since the whole din of Ksubis is only with the Rabbanon, we discussed last week, Machloikis HaTanoim, and the Machloikis HaRishayim had a Pasch, and that's how we assume. The Ksubis love their rice, even if he writes a Ksubis and gives you the document, we pass him that the Chiyuv to pay the Ksub is only the Rabbanon. The Tosefes Ksub is in the Dunya, that's their ice. that he obligates himself. That's his chayvus midas. But the ksuba, he doesn't obligate himself. He just gives a reshtar raya that the takanas chachamim is in effect. And the takanas chachamim is that tonight bezman is only the rabbanim. So that's what Rashi writes in the Gemara. Chachamim tikkun lehem lebnei Yisrael. It's only takana the rabbanim, the whole thing of ksuba. The omachlek satanim is only on bisuba. And almana, the Gemara says for sure. Ksuba salmana for sure is only the rabbanim. So still, we even pass him by psula. Chachamim tikkun lehem, it's only with the rabbanon, the psula, masayinu almana mona, everything is the rabbanon. Almana mona, that you only get 100 zuz, that for sure is the rabbanon. But even ksuba, the psula, ksuba's psula, is masayim, he pass him is also the rabbanon. So since it's only the rabbanon, therefore, heim heiminu, lapsid alpiv, if he comes to Bezin the very next morning, he just got married on Wednesday, and he comes to Bezin on Thursday morning, that's when the batadinim ha'ikvum, ha'sheni ha'mishi. So if he comes to Bezin, he's neman lahafsid k'zubas because it's only heimam and beheimamru. The olchi of k'zub is only the rabbanon, so heim heminu. Tosis pointed out from the rabbin of parents, Tosis right over here. If k'zub would have been there, I said, if he would have adopted the other position, then the husband would not have been baglot. It would have not been believed to say, Pesach masoch matzatzim hafsid k'zubas. She's becheskas psula, he's becheskas chiyuv. He's not neman to say that he doesn't have to pay. But because it's only ksuba, it's only the rabbanon, so therefore the heminu lav sidal piv. Why? What's the rationale? Fine, heimam and heimamer, but what's behind it? Mechateisa, because chazaka, it's a ruba de leisa kamon. Chazaka in this case means a ruba de leisa kamon. In adam terech ksuba masida. Doesn't make sense that the chassan paid just yesterday. He paid a few $1,000 to make a big fancy wedding party, and then today he's going to come and he's going to tell a lie and say that she was a bula. So that's how Rashi learns what's going on over here in the Mishnah. The husband is coming to Bezin, and it says, "Oynis amafata moitzi shemra." The phrase "moitzi shemra" doesn't mean what it usually means. "Oynis amafata moitzi shemra." That's one of the timers of the Rabbi Natan against Rashi's pshat. This phrase appears in so many different places in Shas, and it always means "moitzi shemra." Always means the mayor kesef, the mayor shekel that the husband has to pay to the Avi Hanayra when the husband brings aid in against his wife, Shezinsa, during Erisin, and then the father of the girl brings Eidim Huamazim, Eide Habal, Huamazim, Eide Habal, and they say it's not true. Mon Hayisim, it's not true. So then the Torah says, since the second Kat Eidim Huamazim, the Kat Eidim that were brought by the husband, and we have evidence that the husband paid them money to give Eide Sheker. So then we punish the husband with a double punishment. He has to pay the mayor kesef and we give him the malchus. It says, v'yisru also, v'yonsha also mayor kesef. So v'yisru also, you learn how to exer shalva, v'yisru from the ben sora meira, that is chayv malchus, then v'yonsha also mayor kesef, and he has to pay the mayor shekel. So usually that's what the phrase moitzi shema means, the punishment. V'yisru also, v'yonsha also mayor kesef, v'loi siya liyishu liyichu l'shachal kol yomav. That whole parsh, Rashi says that that's not what it means over here. So that's Kasha number one of the Rabbi Natan. How can he read the different types of anymore? Well, first we'll learn like Rashi. We'll get to the Rabbi Natan later. So Rashi reads the Mishnah like this. Hamoitzi shemra is a machlokes amen rabbanon. In the following case, the man comes to Bezin on a Thursday morning, and he says, I just got married yesterday, and the woman I just got married, Erisin. I had Erisin already a long time ago, a year. And now I just made Nisuin yesterday, on Wednesday, and Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and he wants to be Mafsid Aksuli. Can't say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he wants to give an Einish Misa. There's no Hasra, there were no Eidim. But his Neman al Piyatzma, he will have Sidik Subas. So he just wants to make a Dintur to be Mafsid Aksuba. So Ramea says, okay, a Dintur on Aksuba is Shloisha. Tosis has another Kasha against Rashi. A Dintur about Aksuba is Shloisha Simuchim. A Dintur on Aksuba should be Shloisha Hadyaitas. Tosis Tainis. Matzinu, that in Bavel they used to judge Ashkechan. You can't be dan diniknosis the Bavel, and nonetheless ksuba you can be done. Why? And there were no smuchen in Bavel, so obviously you can be done ksuba with shloisha adyotis and taisis tainis. Echein rogim afsho, Taisis says. We in the days of the Bavel and Taisis they used to be dan dinay teira dak ksuba. So if you're going to tell me that ksuba ni shloisha smuchim, how can we be done bismanazah? How can you be done in Bavel? And the Mishnah already switched. The first line, Dinim Amin is B'shloisha goes on, Haidos V'Havoi Shloisha Had Yoitis. And then from there on you shifted. Gzeles, Chabolos, Nezik, Chatzin, Nezik, Kefa, Dalva, Enes, Mufat, Matzishem, Shloisha, Mishloisha, Smuchim. So how can Rashi be right? It's a murderous kasha. So now you're in a kasha against Rashi. We don't know the terms. Okay. But that's how Rashi learns. That the Mishnah goes, Hamoitzi Shem, where the husband comes to be mopsed his wife Ksuba. Plain Dini Mominus. So it should really be Shloisha Hed Yaitis. Should be Din Torah Shloisha. Come the Chachamim, they say no. The Pnei Yesh, but Din and Nefoshis. Rashi learns, what do we think that it means? Since once in a while, sometimes, Moti Shemra involves an Einish Miso, so even though today the husband is only coming Thursday morning, we'll have Siddur Ksabos, he's not interested in giving the wife Miso. He likes it. He doesn't want to kill him. He just says that that he has to get divorced. She's a Pesel Pasua, she may be a Neshis Isha Zinsa, and he wants to be Mavsid her Ksuba. So the Chachamim say, since sometimes it has been in the Foshes, so he cannot even be done. The Dini Mominus, Bishloisha. What can, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can it be? Chayesh B'din in the Foshes, my happy, what do I care? So Lamaisa, when you look in the Rambam quotes this Din, Nehilchas Naira B'sula, and he writes the following. Naira B'sula has three prokim. He writes about Oynes and Mefate Moitzi Shema. So he writes about the regular Moitzi Shema. It doesn't talk about Rashi's case of Moitzi Shema. The Rambam was like the Rabbeinu Tam. Moitzi Shema means the Meir Kesem. So the Rambam writes in Perigimel starts off, Moitzi Shema al Bas Yisrael, Yisrael so the Yonshos and so on. So he writes Halacha Gimel. This Halacha, the Rambam writes like this. You can be Dan, Dine, Oynes and Mefate Bizman Hazeh. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you cannot give Din in the Foshes, there's Man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's no Din in the Foshes. And there's Man Shein Sanhedrin Yoshim Bim Kaimon, there's no Din in the Foshes. But the Rambam holds that only applies to Din in the Foshes, doesn't apply to Knas, and the Rambam Shita is that it doesn't even apply to Malkus. The Rambam writes later in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says, Malkim Chol Mokim is Man Hazeh, Malkim Afilu is Man Hazeh B'chol Mokim Shiyei Sham Shlosh Smuchim. You just have to have three Smuchim. We don't have Shlosh Smuchim. So we can't give Malkus B'zman Hazeh, we can't be Dan Moitzi Shemra B'zman Hazeh. But the Rambam writes theoretically, if you would have Shlosh Smuchim, despite the fact that you cannot be Dan Din in the Fashis B'zman Hazeh, because you don't have a Sanhedrin Yashim in Koyman, you don't have a Koyin Oivei. The Migdanusa, that's another thing. Yeah, that you can do the Migdanusa. The Gemara has a pasuk here on Nun Beis on the Beis. About eight lines from the top. Bidatanya. The Gemara says there's a brisa that says if Vasala Kohanim Alvim Al Hashem Deshiva Yamim Hem is Manshi Yesh Koyin Yesh Mishpat is Manshi Yesh Koyin Ain Mishpat. If you don't have Kohanim big makrif kabbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, that you cannot be done din in the Foshes. And then there's another Gemara that Argoyim Shana Koyim Shachar Vabayis Golsa Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkemine," that you can no longer be done din in the Foshes, because we learn from the pasuk, "The kamta alis al amokim, malamish al amokim goyre." So if the Sanhedrin are not yeshim in kaimam, Sanhedrin gdoila, not yeshim in kaimam, so the Sanhedrin tana cannot function. Even though we have a Mishnah that says that Sanhedrin neheg is bein boris bein luchutz loretz, you can have a Sanhedrin tana of 23 dayanim anywhere, all over the world, in America, in Bavel, in Europe, you can have all over. But that's only bizman that there's a Sanhedrin Dola Yeshim Kaim and the Lishka Sagozis. Once 40 years before the Chubin Abayis, Golsa Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chesed over here in Sanhedrin earlier. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that bizman says he cannot be done din in the Foshes. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim that's only din in the Foshes. But Knosis he can give bizman says if you have Shlosh Smuchim, we don't have any more Smuchim bizman says. So that's why we can't be done. But the fact that there's no Koyin Makrif Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, the fact that there's no Sanhedrin Yeshmin Kham, that doesn't bother us. And the Rambam even writes, Malkim Mechomokim Bizman Hazeh, Mechomokim Shiei Shom Shlosh Smuch. Even Malkis, you don't require a Sanhedrin Yeshmin Kham. The whole deal in the 1500s, when they wanted to renew the Smicha in Sfas, and the Marie Bei Rav, and they gave the Smicha to the Beis Yosef, to the Alshech, and so on, the whole desire was to reinstitute smicha in order to administer malchus, because some of the people had worshipped Avodah Zarah during the years of the Spanish persecution, the Spanish Inquisition. So they worshipped Avodah Zarah in order to save their lives. So they felt that they were chayv karis. And the din is, the Mishnah says in the end of malchus, kol chayv kris shaloku nifteru midei krisusam. If the person got his einish malchus, so he's off the hook. He's not going to be nenash with the einish of the karis. of the Koras B'dei Shammai. So that's what the whole impetus was, in order to be Mechadish Tismicha, was in order to administer the Malkus. So one of the issues that they brought up then was, the main issue was, is there such a thing as Chidush HaSmicha? Smicha has to be Ishmi Pi Ishad Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do you get such an Einfach that for the Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael make a convention, and they'll pick out one person and say, we hereby declare you as a Somoch, so you can make the Yeshmiyai, you can create a Somoch. So the Rambam has such a statement. So we're not sure exactly how to deal with that Rambam. The Rambam has it in three different places, in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Yad HaChazaka, Pirush HaMishnayos two places, the Yad HaChazaka one place. So we're not sure exactly how to deal with the theories and whether we should follow the Rambam. So that was one big pilpul, whether they should do that. Then another pilpul, another asik was, that Afilo Naniach, like the Rambam, that there is such a thing as Chidush HaSmicha. Can you give Malkus Bizman HaZeh? True, the Rambam writes Malkim Bizman HaZeh B'chol Malkim Shiyei Sham Shlosh HaSmuchim, but the Mishnah Lamelech quotes that the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah's Godel, from one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Smag writes that just like you need Kohen Oyveh in order to administer Miso on Nun Beis and Beis, so too Malkus B'mokam Miso and Meres, so you cannot administer Oynish Malkus if you don't have a Kohen Oyveh, if you don't have a Beis HaMikdashkeit. So even with the Chidush HaSmicha, even if you'll assume like the Rambam that there is such a thing as Chidush HaSmicha, all of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael will convene together and they have the right to confer smicha on a person, Yesh Me'ayim, it won't be a different brand of smicha. It's not a smicha Yesh Me'ayim Shah Moshe Rabbeinu. So some of the Gdolim in the Kuntras HaSmicha that they wrote, some of the Gdolim will mirror this issue. Who says that helps when they get to Malkus? Just like it doesn't help when they get to Nisa, because there's no Sanhedrin, Yoshin, and Kaiman, and there's no Kain Oiveh, no coin being macro carbonus, so maybe you can give Malkus either. The Rambam says that he can, but the Smag says that he can't. I'll call upon him. Here the Rambam writes that Oynes and Mefata, you can be done with man as if you'll have a chitimtz of Shloisha Smuchim. Oynes and Mefata done in behem chol's man, v'shloisha k'moshish bo, v'yuchosan, and if you have Shloisha Smuchim. But he says, Moitzi Shemer, you cannot be done. Ein donim din zeh, the din of Moitzi Shemer can only be dealt with b'fnei habayis, the Rambam says that you cannot be done the din of Moitzi Shemer b'zman hazeh because Moitzi Shemer needs a bezn of Chav Gimel. Why does it need a bezn of Chav Gimel? Because sometimes it leads up, sometimes it has an asik of din in the nefashos. So since sometimes it has din in the nefashos, so therefore it's always treated as din in the nefashos. Even if you have a case where there's no din in the nefashos, I always treat it as one of Din and Nefashis, and Din and Nefashis cannot be done with Man Azeh, with Man Shein, Sanhedrin, Yeshman, Koimim, with Man Shein, Shon Koimim. What kind of halacha is that? That's exactly what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks, Anayadaf, An Chesam, and Allah. It sounds like that's what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah. The Chachamim, Marim, Mechav, Gimel, that in order to be done, Moitzi Shemra, the Rambam learns like the Rabbi Natan, that the word Moitzi Shemra means what we know as Moitzi Shemra. The Yisroos of the Yonchoos of Merkes. Rashi learns Moitzi Shemra goes that the husband comes to Bezin on Thursday morning and he wants to be named Mahapsidik Subosu because Hein Heminu. Chachamim Tikman Merashi Solik Subit, Hein Heminu Loimar, that Hein Onam Terech Mesud Mahapsidik. So he's named to say the Pesach Pesach Matzosi. So that's a detail already. How you learn? It's a major detail, but that's a detail. But the Rambam Paskin is like the simple reading of the Mishnah without the rest of the Hemshech HaGemara. The Rambam Paskin is, since sometimes you have Din in the Nefashos, so it's always labeled as a case of Din in the Nefashos. And even if you're only interested in being done, the Malkus aspect of the Moitzi Shemra, or the Moment aspect of the Moitzi Shemra, doesn't make a difference. You got to have a Bezna of 23, and there's no Bezna of 23, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdashkeit. What kind of a din is this? What kind of halacha is that? That you need a bezn of 23, even though you're not going to. Adarab, bezman is not going to lead up to din in the Foshas. Very strange. So I remember when we learned this sugi, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Taisvis, he printed a shtikol Torah about this before he, while his father was still alive, during the lifetime of Rav Moshe. And it's reprinted in there's a blue volume in the Heideno, yeah. And it's reprinted in the Kovitz Chidush HaTorah, where they have all of the Divitera from Soloveitchik, from Moshe Soloveitchik, so it's reprinted there. There's a Taisus Lamed Vav Amen Aleph. Bottom Taisus, Rabba Baba Chana. Taisus Dima Masko, Rabba Baba Chana. The Mishnah in the beginning of Echad Dini Momenes, Lamed Beis Amen Aleph, lists off the Asorah Chilukim Shebein Momenes and Nefashis. There are 10 differences between a Divitera of Momenes and Dini Nefashis. So one difference is a bezna of Shloisha versus a bezna of 23. That moment is enough of 3.
Indeed, in the Farshim it's punishment. Okay, that's the Mizpah HaDayan. The other nine chinukim are based on the Hitzilah Reda, that you have to be Mahapach Piskus. So it says, Mabe Mamun is from the Farshis, and the fourth line in the Mishnah. So it says, well, this is the Shlosha, this is the Chav Gimel that we know. And then, Dini Mamun is Paskun Ben Lachav, Ben Lachav, Dini the Farshis Paskun Lachav, Ben Paskun Lachav. Matan Api Eid Echad, you have to have a Rav of Shnayim Lachil. By Mamun is all you need is a Rav of Echad, and all of the Chilukim. So one of the many Chilukim is, then in Dine in the Farsha is Paskun Min Hatzad. And Dine in the Farsha is, you ask the least learned member of the Bezin to voice his opinion first. Indeed, the moment is in Mechabah, the greatest Tamachachim of the Bezin of three, that he should voice his opinion first. And then afterwards, you go in order, in descending order of importance. So the greatest Tamachachim should say his day at first, and the others say after him. And indeed, Nefashis is Fakir. So the Gemara says, what kind of a din is that? Din in the Farshas Maschilim and Atzad. Here the last 10 lines on Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on this Mishnah. We know how he really had to know this din. Amar Abacha, Bar Papa, Amar Kua, is based on the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Lasana Al Riv. And we darshan as if it were written Lasana Al Rav. What exactly does that mean, Lasana Al Rav? What does the drasha mean, Lasana Al Rav? So here there's a big machlokes harishayim. What's the pirush in the Gemara? So the pashup shot in the Gemara means that if the greatest, we're sitting in a din Torah of 3, din Torah of 23, doesn't matter. You have a bezin, and the greatest god ladar is sitting in the bezin, and he gives his opinion, and I disagree. So I'm not allowed to bump kinoch and to say, yeah, I'm asking. If I, in my heart I feel that I disagree, loisana al rab, you're not allowed to be masking with him. If you think that he's wrong, you have to voice your honest opinion. So in Dini Mammon is where it's only a matter of money, it's only a matter of $1 million, I'll take the money, he'll take the money. So it's only going to be a loss of money, someone's going to lose their life. So the world won't come to an end if the dying will violate the din. We don't want anyone to violate the din. So we are madif to be mechabed, the greatest tamachavim. We say, let the greatest tamachavim voice his opinion first. Paiskin min ha-godl, let the godl voice his opinion first. And after the godl voices his opinion, then the lesser tamachavim go in descending order. Why not be concerned? Maybe he'll bump kinach and he'll just say what the greatest tamachavim said and he won't tell his honest opinion. Look, since we're not dealing with din and nefashas, so we don't have to be so concerned. It's only money. So we don't have to be so concerned that someone will violate the din. But in the case of Din and Nefashis, we're very concerned. Somebody may violate the Din, he'll do, if the greater Tamachachim said, Chayiv Misa, so we're afraid that the lesser Tamir HaChamim and the Bez may just go along with him and say the same thing, in which case we're going to give an innocent man an Einish Misa, improperly. So if you have such a hashash, if you may give an Einish Misa improperly to someone, so we should prefer not to be mechaber the greatest tamachov. We should ask the poischim in atzad, yes, the least, you go in ascending order, yes, the least tamachov and to voice his opinion first. The greater tamir chacham are not going to be kofof to him. They'll certainly voice their opinion. We are afraid to let the greater tamachov voice his opinion first, the way it should have been based on kovod atayra. The greater tamachov should go first. No, we're afraid that someone may violate it. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara. Mishnah Malach points out that some Rishonim don't learn like a Tastir into Rashi's here, Rashi and the Mishnah, on the base and Rashi over here. Some Rishonim learn famous the other way. They all know that the din is that once the greater Tamachachim voices opinion, even if you disagree, you're not allowed to disagree. How do you translate Loisana al Rav? Loisana al Rav means you're not allowed to hold back your opinion just because the greater Tamachachim said, or you're not allowed to voice your opinion in disagreement to the greater Tamachachim. That's a machlokes harishayim, what the din is here. So some say fakir. No, I think the smag he quotes. Lasana al rav means you're not allowed to disagree with the greatest tamachachim. So that's why indeed in the nefashis, you don't let the greatest tamachachim voices between first. If they'll say first that the man is chayv misa, then the others will all have to say chayv misa, and that'll be the end of the case. So that's why you have to be poschim min ha-tzad, min ha-kotim. But in mamonis, we let the greater Tamachachim voice his opinion first, and whatever he says, that's the end of the story, because the other two members of the Bezin have to bump Kenach. So what do you need three members of the Bezin for? I mean, they discuss it. They discuss it all together, they pull it out. But then, when it comes to the final Pesach, so yes, first, Poschim in HaGadol, yes, the Gadol to say first, and once he says first, the others are forbidden to disagree with him. an unusual interpretation. The Pashtus is Vaker, that if you give in to the Godel and you don't voice your honest opinion, that's when you're in violation of the law of Loisana al Riv. Loisana means don't withhold your opinion, don't hold back your opinion. Adirab, you have an obligation to honestly express your opinion, even in disagreement with the greater Godel who's a member of the Bezin. So Kofanam, the Gemara has a din. That what? That when it comes din in the Nefashis, that's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis. It's one of the ten chilukim between Mamanis and Nefashis, that in Mamanis, in the Bezin of Shloisha, the greatest Talmud Chacham voices his opinion first. And then where do you proceed from there? Is a Machloikas, one Rashi and the other Rashi, at least Rashi and the Smag, whether the other two members should voice their honest opinion or not. They have to bump it up. They have to form a line and just say along whatever the Godel said, they have to be maskim. And din in Vashis, we don't do like that. So the Gemara so far learned it off in the Pasuk, Lo San Arib, we're Kribe Lo San Arab. And Rabbi Baba Chana says, this is Rabbi Baba Papa lived in Bavel. A Papa lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Baba Chana, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes, and in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different Pasuk, a different Mokka for the same din. Rabbi Baba Chana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he says, name Rabbi Yechanan Mehocho. The Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, ויאמר דוד לאנוש אל חיגרי שסחרבה ביחגרי שסחרבה ביחגר רב דוד אסחרבוי. What's going on over here? What was it talking about? So I think Rashi writes, it's about Noval HaYisraeli. When they felt that Noval HaYisraeli was a murdered in Malchus, he was Chayv Misa. So the Gemara understands that this is talking about ביחגרי שסחרבוי is מלחמתו של תאיר. That they constituted a Bezin of 23, to be done in the Farshas on Novel, that is Chayv Nisim and Tam Morad and Malchus. So it says, Vayachkaru, Vayachkar, Rishas Charboi first, and the Gemara assumes that Dovid HaMelech was the greatest Talmud Chacham among the 23 who constituted the Sanhedrin Ketana for the Din of Farshas. So he voiced his opinion list, Vayachkar Gam Dovid HaScharboi doesn't mean literally he put on his belt in order to go to battle. It means he said, Mocham Tushalter, Geret and Lernin. He voiced his opinion last, that he held that Nabal Yisraeli was the Marib Malchus. First the others voiced their opinions, and David voiced his opinion last. That's the halacha. I'll post them in Atzad. You see that that's what they did. Vayachkar Ish Eschar refers to lesser Talmid Chacham voiced their opinion, and then David HaMelech voiced later. So Taisus is bothered with Akashe. You see from this Gemara that even though Mahandal Tzachveg and Marib Malchus, Nabal Yisraeli, they were done with his Marib Malchus, still they had to adhere to the rules and regulations of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph of Din HaNefashos. So you see that the Marib Malchus also has to be nidon in a proper bezdin with the proper procedures. Tosfos Hakashe, Hocha Mashma, and Tosfos Rabba Baba Chana. Hocha Mashma, Shemur, Malchus Boi Lemedaina, you need a Seder Hadion of a Din HaNefashos. David HaYechosh Vatzma Melech, David held he was a Melech, and Novel HaYisrael is Marib Malchus. Chen Perg, Bamei Behem, Gabi Uriah, Hachiti, Shoyla, V'dovel Adunim, Sanhedrin, V'loi Dainai, the Gemara says he did wrong, that he should have had a Sanhedrin, Judge Uriah Hachiti, shouldn't have taken the law into his own hands, even though the issue was one of Marib Malchus. So you see from two Gemaras, our Gemara, that you have to have the procedures of Maschilim and Atzad, and the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav, that Uriah Hachiti was Nidon, David HaMelech held that he was a Marib Malchus, they should have had a judgment like a regular bird. Tosfos, there's a Gemara Megillah that says, Vaker, Marib Malchus lo boi l'medayne. It says you don't have to be done in Marib Malchus. You don't need a Seder Adion. And for Tosfos, some parts of the Seder Adion you need, and some parts you don't need. Half and half. Yesh lomar, lo boi l'medayne, what it means in Megillah daf yud dalet, that you don't have to be done in Marib Malchus. What it means is lo boi l'medayne kishar chai b'mises. You don't have to judge him the same way you would judge an Ovid Avid Zohar Mechal Shabbos of Bu'al Eish Yisish with a Bezna of Chav Gimel with the whole Seder Adion and you need Halonis Adin and everything. But part of it you do need El El Kabbal Eidus. You have to have a Kabbalah Eidus. But later in Humor, in Humor, the Malchus. So what don't you need? So what don't you need? You need Kabbalah Eidus. And you need a discussion. Does he deserve to be? You just don't need a gemardin. You don't need a gemardin. That's what they say. The nira or the omel of oil and the but it says in the Gilad Daf Yud Dalet that you don't part of the din you need, part of the din you don't need. What part don't you need? Or the omel of oil and the dining in the Gilad Yud Dalet. What does it mean? Linyan hardest time to pick on the base. Din and fresh is coming by yom the schools of yom shalach rav lechayva. Ubalayla shalach rav ain't gomrin. Let's say we started that din of din and the fresh at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we decided, we keep on discussing, goes into the middle of the night, it's already 11 o'clock at night. So the Gemara says, you cannot, don't in Bayom, vein gom in Balayla. The Gemara Din has to be Bayom. So you have to wait till tomorrow to make the Gemara Din. If it would have been momentous, and the Din Torah goes from 1 o'clock till 11 o'clock at night, so you finish the Din Torah, don't in Bayom, gom in Balayla. You can't have a Din Torah, Din momentous can't begin Balayla. The Tchilas HaDin, Tchilas Kviyas Yeshivas Bezna has to be Bayom. But once you had a kviyas yeshivas bezin bayom, done bayom, done balayla, you can have the hemshir, the bezin, the yeshivas bezin that began bayom can continue. It doesn't collapse when it comes to tzeis hakachavim. The bezin remains, and they can continue balayla. But indeed, in the nefashos also they remain. But you can't make a gemar din balayla. We learn from a pasuk the gemar din has to be bayom. So let's say we started that din of din in the nefashos at 8 o'clock in the morning, right after shacharis, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we finally finish at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is not good. 4 o'clock is before the shkim, we make a gemar din. So the halacha says in the Mishnah, you have to have halonas adin. If we decide at 4 o'clock that he's potter, let's say 13 out of the 23 dayanim say potter from Nisa and 10 dayanim say chai Nisa. So if we voted potter, potter is potter, goodbye. So he's off the hook. You don't reconvene tomorrow. There's nothing to reconvene about. Don't invoice of our yom l'schus. But if the bezin came to the conclusion at 4 o'clock in the afternoon that it's chayv nisa, they can't give him the yonish misa today. You have to have halonas adin. They have to think it over overnight, then they have to come back tomorrow again, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and reconvene and discuss it again and see if all of the people that said chayiv today, if they still stick by their opinion tomorrow. Maybe somebody will change their mind overnight and they'll be off the hook. So that halach, these halachas, that you cannot make the gemar din balayla. And even if the Gmar Din is made at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't give the Yonish Misa, then you have to have Halonas Adin to wait till tomorrow. That's only needed by Noivet Avid Azor, by Mechal Shabbat, by Boal Eshishish, by the other Chayim Mises, where the Bezin is going to administer the Mises Bezin. But by the Barib and Malchus, you don't need a Gmar Din, you just need Kabbalah Seidus to ascertain the facts. You need a Masa Matin to discuss, is David HaMelech HaMelech, Efshel Nishken Melech. Maybe the Melech is Nishkin Melech. Maybe the insult that he gave the Melech is Nishkin insult. Maybe it's not, maybe it doesn't constitute Merv Melech. Every sneeze that you look krum at the Melech, so it's already Merv Malchus. You have to have a mass of Merv Malchus. So the Bezin has to, first of all, deem a Kabbalah, as Tosfos says, to ascertain the fact. Then they have to discuss whether the Melech is Nishkin Melech. Usually a Melech is a Melech. Okay. And then you have to discuss whether the Merida that he did constitutes really a Merv Malchus. And then, once they come to the conclusion that these are the facts, and it was, and Melech is a Melech, and this is an act of merit, then the Melech has a brayer. If he wants to, the Rambam writes, Rishus, it's not a Chayva. The Melech, if he wants to, has a right to give the Yoinish Misa. But then, you don't need a Gemar Din already for that. That's because you don't need a Gemar Din. So the Mele, there wouldn't be a requirement for Halonas Adin and so on, but the Maso Matin, you would need B'chav Gimel. How could David HaMelech be done if he's the person involved? It's like if you have a shayla, let's say there's a shayla in Hilchas Nidum. So the din is, strictly speaking, the Chacham can paskin on his own wife's shayla. Or let's say there's a shayla on a chicken, if it's a treifa, I can paskin on my own chicken if I know. If I don't know the din, I can't paskin anything. If I were to know the din, I can paskin on my own. The halacha that you can't paskin, if you're one of the baladin, and it's only if it's a psak of a bezin, where the psak is chal on the case. That's what I think we must have mentioned on the first day when we started Sanhedrin, that Rav Soloveitchik said that that's the chilek between a hayros chacham and a psak of a bezin. A hayros chacham is an abstract psak. If such a chicken were to come up, you're not really paskining on this chicken. If such a mara were to come up, you're not really paskining on this mara. Even though you're looking at this mara, paskining this is tohar, the halacha doesn't consider it like that. The psak is, if such a mara were to come up, theoretically, the din would be tohar atami. The din would be that this chicken is a treifa, nishkin treifa, whatever. The only time the psak is chal on the case, the miyuchot, is when you have a bezin, a psak of a bezin is chal on the case. So by the bari, the malchus, you don't need a psak on the case. You just need a kabbalah seidus. So the only nidon is the person whom we're discussing whether he's chayv misana. And then you have to have a masal matan. And then no psak is issued on the case. Then it's rishus yesh lamelach laharva. The Rambam writes that it's optional if you want. The Mori Malch is not Chayiv Misa. The Rambam in the Pirush on Mishnayis on Sanhedrin has it as a Chiddush when it lists off, I think it's in Sanhedrin, but when it lists off the Yud Gimel Ikori Amun in Perek Chelek. So he sounds like, Revelvola points out, the Rambam sounds like he holds that there are two dinim of Mori Malchus. Amor de Malchus, in general, is Rishus Yesh Lamelech Lahorga. Amor de Malchus Beis David is Chayit Nisa. And the Rambam is Mashma that that's not optional. It's not that if the Melech chooses to, he has a right to kill him if he wants to, if he's in the mood. But rather, Amor de Malchus Beis David is Chayit Nisa. All right, that may or may not be so. That's a chiddush that it sounds in the Rambam. But Kapanim, it's still, you don't need a Gemar Din. That's what Taisa says. You don't need a Gemar Din. So what do you see from this Taisus? An interesting Taisus. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from this Taisus that there's a halacha that a ma'aseh matna of din nefashos needs a bezna of chav gimel, even though you're not going to lead up to a gemar din of din nefashos. The Mori ben Malchus Taisus says, Nira hadam l'boi l'medayni li hadestan u'tirkin, you don't need a gemar din. L'boi l'medayni in Megillah Yudalad, and the Mori ben Malchus doesn't need a gemar din. So there isn't going to, you don't plan at all to lead up to a Gemar Din of Din and Nefashos. It's Rishus Yesh LaMelech L'Argo. And nonetheless, you need a Masa Matna of Din and Nefashos requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he printed this also. That's how he used to say Pshat. There's a Machlekes, the Rav Sadia Goyen and the Ramban. Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen wrote a commentary al HaTorah in Arabic. So once in a while, every 30 pages, the Ramban quotes something on Chumash from the Rav Sadia Goyen. He agrees, he disagrees. So there's a pasuk that says, Al pi shnayim, al pi shlosh eidim yumas hanais. So the Mishnah in Makkah says, the kasha imis kayyam is eidis pi shnayim, man par lach hakasa pi shlosh, have two eidim are good enough, so yesh b'chal masayim manas. So if you have, so what does it have to mention that three are good? If two are good, three always have to include. So the Mishnah gives you, the Gemara is going to quote later on that. The Mishnah gives you a whole drasha. But the Pashtus is what the Mishnah is saying is already a drasha that's reading in between the lines. That's Torah Shem Alpeh. What's Takara Pshuta Shom Nikra? How do you read Pshuta Shom Nikra? Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen wants to give what he considers Pshuta Shom Nikra. So he says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yuma Sameis. So he says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, and Shlosha refers to Dayanim. You need two Eidim. And the Kabbalah Seidis is always Bishlosha, even Kabbalah Seidis are Dinin Nefashis. You don't need a bezin of 23 for Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos. It's sufficient with a bezin of 3. Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen says that that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra in this pasuk. Hard to imagine that that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Shteit al pishnayim eidim al pishlosha eidim yumas hameis. How can that be Pshuto Shel Mikra? So the Ramban disagrees. He doesn't. He quotes Rav Sadia Goyen and Chumash Dvar. And he says he doesn't think that it fits in mamish the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's further from the pshat than what the Tanoim said. What the Tanoim said is closer to the Shad. Makish Loshe Deshtai, Makish Naim Loshe. So the Ramban disagrees in the Pshuto Shel Mikra and he says he holds the halacha is wrong. Also, he holds the halacha is the Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos requires a bezin of 23. That's a machlokes Rashi and the other Mishnayim, just parenthetically, at the end of the first parish in Sanhedrin. Yud Zayin on the base, on the fourth line from the top. Omer Rav Yudah Marav. In Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin on the base, on the fourth line from the top. Omer Rav Yudah Marav. Rav says a din. Kol ear she'ein bo shnayim ledaber ve'echad lishmoya ein moshivim bo Sanhedrin. You can only establish a Sanhedrin of 23 if you have shnayim ledaber ve'echad lishmoya. What do the words mean? So Rashi writes Pasha Pshad like this. When witnesses come to testify on a case, who says they're going to come and speak Yiddish, or Loshon Kodesh, or English? Maybe they come and speak Chinese or French. I remember a couple came to my father, they wanted, many years ago, 45 years ago, they wanted to get married. So my father asked, was she ever married before? He's up to yes. My father said, do you have a tour? Sure. She brings out a tour. The tour was typed in French. My father didn't know French. My mother was from Canada. So my mother read the Torah. That's what it said. It was signed by the Rabbana. That she was properly divorced by an Orthodox person. So the Rashi learns Pshat over here. You can't establish a bezin of Chav Gimel unless they understand they have to be Mekabeleidus from the Yadim. So what are you going to do? Going to speak Chinese or French or Spanish or some Japanese, some foreign language. So you have to have three people in the Bezin who know all the Shivim Loshon, that they should be able to be Mekabeleidus. How well do they have to know the language? Is it sometimes people understand the language, but they can't speak the language? So Rashi says you have to have shnayim ledaber ve'echad ushma. You have to have two who know how to speak the language. Not only can they understand the language, they can speak the language also. They ask questions to the Eidim. Ve'echad ushma, the third one who has to speak all the Japanese and Chinese and Spanish and French and Latin and everything. Iginok if he understands the language. According to Rashi, obviously, the Kabbalah Seder of Din Nefashos is sufficient with three. Rashi holds the third, like the Rav Sadik and the Chiddush Aran writes like that. And the other, the Ramban, who holds that Kabbalah Seder of Din Nefashos needs 23, so you have to have all 23 members of the Bez and should be able to understand Japanese. It's not going to help that you have three. So the Ramban has a totally different interpretation of this Gemara. Shnayim ledaber means that they can roll in Shas anywhere. They can read and learn it anywhere in Shas. Therefore, the 20 members of the Bez have to know that Chelek, they have to know Masechah Sanhedrin and the Rambam Hilchah Sanhedrin and all the dinim of what's up with the Zohar. But they have to know Hilchah Tefillin, Hilchah Tzitzis, Hilchah Mikvoyos. It's not negiah to din in the fashas. They have to know. A sheikh doesn't have to know kol tarakula. The sheikh has to know shkita and treifas. A sofer has to know the din of matzah. Doesn't have to know kol tarakula. So yeah, for din in the fashas, the other 20 members of the bezin only have to know hilchas sanhedrin, the din that are relevant to masechah sanhedrin to administer ramesh mis. But three of the members of the sanhedrin to establish it, three of them have to be big bekiyim. Two of them have to be yichodim ledaber b'chol tarakula. They have to be able to talk and learning and everything, and one has to be able to shmoya. He has to be able to carry on conversation. He doesn't have to be able to start off the conversation. He has to be able to carry on conversation. So that's the machlokes how to read this gemara. Machlokes Rashi and the Rav Sadi Goyim hold that you have to have Kabbalah Seidus on the Nefashos is sufficient with Shloisha. And the Ramban and many other Rishonim hold that it's not so. Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos needs Chav Gimel. So what is the Shita of Ramban? The Kabbalah Seidus on the Nefashos needs Chav Gimel. So the Pashtus in the Ramban, the Chur is, that Kabbalah Seidus is the beginning of the Din. So since the Din needs 23, so the Kabbalah Seidus also needs 23. So the Chur, if that's so, let's say you have a case of Irani Dachas. And the Mishnah says, Ein Donim, Irani Dachas, Ela Bebezin Shal Shivli Echad, a case of Novi Asheker. Mishnah has on Beis HaMenala various cases in Ein Donim. It's Asheved. There's certain cases where you need a Bezna of Ayin Aleph to be done the case. So would you say, according to the Ramban, that the Kabbalah Seidus of such a case will also require Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Ayin Aleph? Whatever Mispar Hadayonim is needed for the Psak, that's the Mispar Hadayonim that's needed for the Kabbalah Seidus? Or not so? So there is true. There is a Taisus in Menoches in Perek Rabbi Shmoel. But Taisus there, the Gemara there talks about Mordechai Balshon. The Pasuk says the Mordechai from the Megillah is referred to as Mordechai Balshon. So the Gemara says in Perek Rabbi Shmoel, why is it called Balshon? He knew how to deboil all the Lashonis and Tadarshim because he figured out what Bixen Esterish was saying in a foreign language, and he had to combine together a few foreign languages in order to understand what they were saying. And the Gemara said that this Mordechai Balshon knew other languages and he knew how to understand all kinds of complicated things. So the Taisa says over there, to serve as a member of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Ayin Aleph, you got to have all 71 have to be able to speak all the languages, because otherwise how can it be in the Kabbalaitis if you're going to have a case, let's say a Nirani Dachas case. So Taisa writes you're going to have Kabbalah Seidus, all 71 have to be in the Kabbalaitis, all 71 have to understand all of the Shainas. That's what Taisa writes. So Taisa sounds like they're all like the Ramban. The Kabbalah Seidus of Nefoshes needs 23, not like Rashi. And not like the Rav Sadi going that it's enough with three. Rashi Rav Sadi going on said it's a general din. Kabbalah Seidus is a bifnei bezin shal shloisha. Saloch. Kabbalah Seidus unrelated to the Gemar din. The Gemar din is going to be chav gimel, but the Kabbalah Seidus is gimel. Could even be, let's say, a heter agunas. There's a big machlok. There's a gigantic tshuva in the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra Simon Yud Zayin. Simon Yud Zayin Eben Ezra is the longest simon in all of the Dalek Chalkes Shulchan Aruch. Has the whole history of the Jewish people for the last 2,000 years. The husband is missing, and then they find a dead body, and how do you identify the dead body? How do you know that this is the husband? So it's a long, long, gory description of gory details. So there's a long tshuva in the Beis Shmuel. Usually Beis Shmuel just has comments. There is a gigantic tshuva. I remember, it's a Chalkes Mechoyke Kodeshno, one of the two, maybe it's a Chalkes Mechoyke, has a long tshuva about the following. How much of a bezin do you require to be matir and agunim? You have a shayla whether meis baiva or meis baiva, and someone has to know the halachas and the gemara and the turim and shulchan aruch to pass it. So the, I think it's the Chalkas Mechalkas. So he says, you don't need a Bezna of 23, you don't even need a Bezna of 3. You don't need a Bezna. A Chacham, if you have a Tam Chacham, and also the Din, we can pass from that as well. So the Shaila is, what about for the purpose of the Gevir Sages? What about, you have to be Mekabalaitis. They took him into the guest chamber, they did this, they did that, they shot him, they buried him, whatever. They tell over all the stories. So how much do you need for the Gevir Sages? So the Chalkas Mechalkas has a long tshuva. Should you say that whatever you need for the Tzak, that's what you need for the Kabbalah status? Or should I say no? So the Mela, since one can be a Tamar Chacham, should be Dan Yechidi, if he knows the Halacha, so Hilchas Agunis, he can task an Agunis. And the Mela, he can be the Kabbalah status. Or should I say no? The Kabbalah status is a separate Halacha. Kabbalah status is not a function of taskening. Kabbalah status is a separate Halacha. The Kabbalah status always requires a Bezna of Shloisha. Whether the Gemar Din needs 23, or 71, or the Gemara Din needs one. It doesn't matter how many you need for the Pesach. Kabbalah says it's a separate halacha, bein lekul, bein lechomer. Kabbalah says this is bishloisha. So that's one opinion in the Chalkas Mechalkas. Kabbalah says this is bishloisha. The Shabbos, the other opinion, what do the other opinion hold? The Kabbalah says this means that's the haskalah of the Pesach. Whatever you need for the Pesach, that's what you need for the Kabbalah says. So that's taka the way Tosis writes around Daifai and Aleph also in Perik Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos. Tosis writes that you require all the 71 members of the Bezna HaGodol should understand Shidul Lashon, in case they'll have to be Mekabalaitis, and in case of Yerni Dachas, so they have to, yeah, you need all 71 to be Mekabalaitis. If the Yadim only speak Japanese, so you'll need all the 71 should understand Japanese, because you can't be Mekabalaitis Ayidei Meturzma. You have to, you can't have a translator. You have to have, the court should be able to hear directly from the person who's testifying. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that that's a Shverit Tosis. He has a Haychacha from a Gemara later in Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin, that that it's not so. That by Yirani Dachas, it's sufficient from the very last Sugi in Sanhedrin. Minchas Chinuch has a Haychacha. Shouldn't the Kabbalah Seder also need 71? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. So there's one day in Tosis Taka that, yeah, shouldn't the Kabbalah Seder also need 71? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. So there's one day in Taisis Taka that, yeah, but he claims the Gemara is Faker. This is the Kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik had two terutzim on this Kasha. So one teretz that has became popular, a few svarim that have that teretz. One teretz runs as follows, that really, for the Gemara din of the din and the foshas of the Irini Dachas, you really only need 23. You don't need 71 for the Gemara din. So therefore, really, the Kabbalah say this is 23, the Gemara din is 23. There's a separate halacha, that the Bezin has to declare that it has a Chalashem Irini Dachas. That's not the Gemara din of din and the foshas is the same as the Gemara din of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is B'chav Kimmel. Irini Dachas is not worse than Avodah Zarah to declare that it has this Chal Hashem Irini Dachas. That means I know. Okay. So Shaila, we'll have to see in the Gemara whether there is Gehalt on that. That's one possibility. So according to that side, what you're saying in effect is the Kabbalah Seidus of Irini Dachas is enough with 23 because the Gemara Din basically is enough with 23. The Ayinalef is needed for a different thing, to give a Chal Hashem Irini Dachas. That was one teretz. But Ve'od Yishloim, another teretz, that's what the Rav thought was the Iker based on this Taisus on Lamed Vav. He said that when the Ramban required 23 for Kabbalah Seidus of Nefoshes, it's not because he meant to say that Kabbalah Seidus is a function of the Psak. Whatever Mispar HaDayanim are needed for the Psak, that's what you need in the beginning. No, it's not a function of the Psak. Kabbalah Seidus of Nefoshes is part of the Masa Matna of Nefoshes. Here, Taisus on Lamed Vav says Kabbalah Seidus of the Murid B'Malchus needs 23, even though there's no Psak at all. No psak is needed at all. Rishus b'yad ha-melech l'hargoy, mirtzeh. It's optional. There's no gemar din by Merib Malchus, and still you need 23. The masa matnav din in the nefashis, that's a separate halacha, masa matnav din in the nefashis needs 23. And part of the masa matnav is the Kabbalah Seidus. Masa matnav din in the nefashis needs 23 is a separate halacha, even if it's not going to lead up to a gemar din at all, like Merib Malchus, or even if it's going to lead up to a gemar din that's going to need 71. Like by the Irini Dachas. There's no halacha that the Kabbalah Seidus is a function of the Gemara Din. No. Kabbalah Seidus is a function of the Masa Matna. It's a separate halacha. Masa Matna of Din and Nefashis needs 23. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought was the beer in this Rambam. That the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in Naira Besula, that Oynes and Nefata can be done afilu bizman as Oynes and Nefata done behem chosman bishloisha tiab shloisha smuchim. If you'll have three people have smicha, if you don't have smicha, it's nicht. But if you have shlosha smuchim, you can be done oynes and mafata afilu bizman hazeh. Why not? There's no need for koin oyved, there's no need for Sanhedrin, yoshvinim koiman. That's only for nefoshes, not for knas. But moiti shemra, he says, ein donim din zeh, moiti shemra, el bifnei habayis of the bezn shalesim and shlosha, mnei sheyesh bedin moiti shemra, din and nefoshes, shenin tzadova, kmo shenemar, harezu neharegis. So even though the maise, let's say, bizman hazeh, it can't lead up to din in the fashas. There is no din in the fashas. The Rambam sounds like he says it doesn't matter. Since we're discussing an issue of Eishas Isha Zinsa, and Eishas Isha Zinsa theoretically should have led up to din in the fashas, so therefore this is labeled as a Masa Matna of din in the fashas. Even though Tachlis, we're only interested in collecting the male kesef, or giving an oinish of Mafsa Zaynik Suba, giving an oinish of male kesef, giving an oinish of Malkus, and ksuba in Meir Kesef, the Malkus should really be sufficient. B'shloisha, it's Knossos, it's Mominus, it's Knossos, it's a Malkus, but still it's labeled Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Din in the Fashas, since theoretically what you're discussing is a matter of an Eishas Isha Zinsa. Eishas Isha Zinsa is an issue of Din in the Fashas, so that's not Locha. A Masa Matna of Din in the Fashas requires a Bezno Chav Gimel, even though you know in advance that you're not interested at all, that you cannot possibly lead up to a Gemara Din. The same as the Marib and Malchus. There isn't going to be any Gemara Din at all. You still, a Masa Matna of Din in the Fashas needs Chav Gimel. So here also, a Masa Matna of Din in the Fashas needs Chav Gimel. That's L'chor what the Rambam said. The problem is that the Rambam is against the Gemara. This is a nice idea. So we'll have to see. The Minchas Chinuch has the Rambam is against, but the idea is correct in the Gemara also. Just some of the details we're going to soon see are not are problematic here. So let's go back again. So that's L'chor, what the Rambam wrote. That's L'chor, the Poshup Shat in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says that not only Oynes and the Fata is B'shloish, even Moitzi Shem is also B'shloish, because you're only interested in the moment. The Rashi says the Mapsa Zani Ksuba. And the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam learn, you're interested in collecting the Moitzi Shem or the Meo Kesef. So Rav Meir says that's mominous. All you need is a shloisha. V'chachamim maimri moti shema b'esem shloisha m'pnei sheyesh boy din in the fashis. Since it's a masa matna of a case of eishes ish, you're talking about eishes ish as insul, so masa matna of nefashis needs a bezin of chav gimel, needs a sanhedrin tana, even though it's clear that you're not going to lead up to a gemar din of din in nefashis. So right away the gemara asks, chiyesh b'din in nefashis mayhavi, so what? So what? So the gemara holds that it doesn't make any sense. We'll soon see in a minute. Omar Rula, so the gemara has two kshotim, Ula and Rabba. Omar Rula, let's first learn Rashi's pshat. We'll go through the Gemara. Rashi, we'll do the Rabbeinu Tam some other time. Omar Rula, this year, some other time. Next week is Chanukah, so after Chanukah we'll continue. This is a big Gemara here. Omar Rula, Ula says, pshat is like this. What does it mean? So Rashi translates like this. The husband makes a big stir on Thursday morning. He says he's going to Bezdin. He's gonna go tell the Bezdin that there's a problem over here. That he just got married yesterday and had Erison for a long time, and the wife is a Be'ula, and he doesn't want to have to give her so much ksuba. Either Hakinsa Becheskes Psula, Beninsa's Be'ula, he married the girl thinking that she was a Psula, and then it turns out that she's a Be'ula. So the Mishnah says that in the ksuba that she's not entitled to Masayim Zuz. What is she entitled to? Is she entitled to zero? Because it means mekach toys. The Mishnah says mekach toys. The expression used in ksuba is mekach toys means legami mashma. She gets nothing. She's not entitled to any ksuba because the kedushin is not a kedusha toys, but the ksuba is a toys. Or should you say no? There's mekach toys from the mayo. She's entitled to a ksuba of mayo, but she's not entitled to the masam. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim about that. Okay, how far of a mekach toys is it? So here Ula says like this. The husband starts tumbling and he goes to shul. Right, Thursday night, goes to shul and he starts calling up his parents. He calls up his best friend and everybody starts already tumbling. He's going to Bezdin today. She pesach pasach matzah. He's going to tumble. So the chachamim say, if he's going to tumble long enough before he gets to the Bezdin, it may turn out that Edom will come and Taka testify that they know that she was mezaneh during erison, in which case she'll get an einish misa. That's how Rashi translates the words choishishim. Lalaz. What does it mean? Laz? Shema Yetzi Hakol. How does Rashi translate? Rameh Sav Ein Choshishim Lalaz. Ein Choshishim B'Shem Kshay. Yavod Lebezim. The Yetzi Hakol. Rashi translates Choshishim Lalaz. You're concerned. Shema Yetzi Hakol. The guy's going to call up everybody. The whole immediate world. Everybody's going to know that he's pressing charges against his wife that she was a kinsa b'ches p'sula v'nimsa's b'ula. Maybe Edom will come and maybe it'll turn out to be a case of din and nefashis. So Rameh says, come on, so far-fetched. Ein choshishim l'laz. Today, on Thursday morning, he comes to Bezdin. Before he comes to Bezdin, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, the yeshiva's Bezdin going to be 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Edom are going to come so fast, so quickly. Edom are going to come, they're going to testify, so far-fetched. Ain't choshish mlaz. It's not going to happen. It's not going to turn out to be any din in the foshes today. Maybe in another couple of weeks there may be some din in the foshes. But today, no one's going to come so fast. And the chachamim say choshish mlaz. Since there is such a possibility that maybe the Edom will come and there'll be an issue of din in the foshes, so you already have to have a bezna 25. That's how Rashi translates. Taisus picks on Rashi. Taisus has starkatinus. The expression laz usually means if you look in Gittin on Dafhema base, nimtza temotzi laz. Agitnu arishaynus. What does it mean, moitzi laz? Moitzi laz usually means a dovashal sheker. The man was moitzi laz. He said that the wife was mezana, and it's not really true. He said that the get was no good, and the get really was good. So the way Rashi learns over here, chashina lalaz, chashina shema yetze hakol, and it'll turn out that it is true. So if this person doesn't like the pirush aminus, they have a whole 10 kashas. They have starke, very strong kashas against Rashi. Okay. But I'll call upon that Rashi learns. So how do you figure out what does it mean? So Rameh says, Yedan dinim ominous. The husband comes and wants to be mafsid ksuba based on the din. Chachamim tikvul amenayis yisur l'ksuba masai and l'besula masai m'le'almon v'heim heminu. The Chachamim gave him the ominous to say on Thursday morning that she's a bu'ula, that she's a pesach pasuch matzasi l'hafsidu ksuba s'chazoka. Rameh says, for that it's enough of Bezdin of Shloisha. Aye, there's a possibility. It may turn out to be Din Nefashis. It's so far-fetched. Lo yechashinu l'laz. It's not going to happen today. Maybe in another couple of weeks, couple of months. But today, there's not going to be an Esek of Dina Nefasha, so you don't need 23. And the Chachamim say, no, Rashi learns Chashina Lala, since it may turn out today that there may be Eidin, and maybe it'll, he's only interested in Mapsa Zaynik Suga. He's not interested in giving Einish Misa, but since it may turn out that there will be an Esek of Dina Nefasha, so it's already called, that's L'chor the Pshat, like we said in the Rama, it's already called the Masa Matna Shal Dina Nefasha. And even though the husband is only interested in pressing charges to be mafsid ksubin, he's only interested in dollars and cents and in hefsid mammon, but still, masa matna din nefoshes needs 23, even if you're not interested in making a gemar din of din nefoshes, like the Murray ben Malchus, even if you're interested in making no gemar din, or just interested in making a gemar din of mammonis, that's also called the masa matna din nefoshes. Yeah, that's exactly the difficulty in the Rambam. If it's Bizman HaZeh, so we know for sure it's never going to lead up to Din HaNefashos. Bizman HaZeh, there is no Din HaNefashos. There's no Kain Oved. There's no Sanhedrin Yerushalayim Kaimah. So Bizman HaZeh, if it's impossible to lead up to Din HaNefashos, how can you say that that it's labeled as a Masa Matmos al Din HaNefashos? That's what the Min HaSchina Chayes in the Rambam. It doesn't make any sense. In Donim Din Zeh L'Bifnei HaBayis U'Bezn Shalesh Mishlosh. Rather, the Rambam doesn't read straight anyway. There's a letter missing. If you take a look at home in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, in Ilchas Nara Besula, he reads like this. He starts off the Perek with Moitzi Shema. So he says, Ein donim din zeh. He can only be done Moitzi Shema. Ela b'fnei habayis, u bezdin shel eser mishloish. He should have written, u bibezdin shel eser mishloish. Why does he write u bezdin? You have to be magia something over here. L'choretz megungam nolosh. So that's what Ablezer Shach writes in his Sefer. He thinks that the whole line is Megumkum. He says the Minchas Chinos Kashe is so murderous, this man says it's impossible to lead up to Din HaNefashos. So how can you label it? The whole Hezbollah is beautiful, but the details are not always gehalten based on the Gemara. So Ablezer Shach thinks that you have to be Magia. The line should be like this. Ein donim din zeh b'fnei habayis elo b'dez mishal eser mishloish. Not ein donim din zeh elo b'fnei habayis. No, you can be done the din of Moitzi Shemra Bizman HaZeh. But Bizman HaMikdosh, you cannot be done a case of Moitzi Shemra Ela Bebezna Shalesh Meshlosha, because Bizman HaMikdosh may turn out to be Yeshba din in the Foshas. Bizman HaZeh can't turn out to be any din in the Foshas. So that's how he thinks that the Minchas Chinos Kasha is Eisen. There's no way to Faran for the Rambam. He thinks it must be a misprint. And done in Din Zeh, Bifnei Habayis, Ela, the word Ela, which is printed before Bifnei Habayis, should belong later. I didn't check, you have to look in the new Franco Rambam. Goes this far, I don't even know. On Hilchas Nara Psula. Gotta take a look if he has any. But that's what Blazer Shah thinks. He thinks that it must be a misprint. But I'll call upon him, that's the Gemara you have to learn like that. The Chachamim hold Chashina Lalaz means that since there's a possibility that it may develop into Dina Nefashos, I already labeled the case as a Masa Matna of Nefashos. And Kach Nemar Halacha, Masa Matna of Nefashos needs a Bez Melchav Gimel, even though you're not interested in making a Gmar Din of Nefashos. You're only interested in making a Gmar Din of Mominus. Like by Bar Malchus, you're not interested in making a Gmar Din at all. That's the Halacha, Masa Matna of Nefashos needs Chav Gimel. So Rameir says, Loicha Shino Lalaz. Far-fetched that it's going to turn into any Nefashos today. So today it's not called a Masa Matna of Nefashos. The Chacham would say, no, since there's such a possibility. So it's already labeled now as a Masa Matna of Nefashos. That's what Ula holds. Rabbi disagrees with Ula, he says, nah, that's so far-fetched. The Kuli Alma Loichashina Lalaz. Gonna consider the possibility that from 8 o'clock in the morning, Chosin wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, he's gonna tell so many people that the Eidei Haznus are gonna show up today. That's very far-fetched. Kuli Alma Loichashina Lalaz. Shanam Dashayla, Bahacha Bechayshishim, the Kodim Shalishan Kama Fligi. What does it mean? We're talking about a special case, not a normal case. We're talking about a special case. Keep going. The ichnit be esrin utlosa. The chosin gathered together the whole bezin Thursday morning. This meshugan chosin gathers together a bezin of 23. He says he's going to produce eidim who are going to testify that his wife was mezana with hasro. The eidim of hasro. So bezin of 23 convenes. Then he comes to the bezin. He doesn't have any eidim. So then the Bezin sees, what are they going to waste their time? And each 23 Dayan to sit, so each one disappears, they go somewhere else. Ichnet Be'esun and Tlosso, he gathered together 23 Dayanim, and he established a Sanhedrin. For what purpose? Lameid Anid and Nefashos. Because he threatens he's going to bring Eidim Mahasro, that she's Chayim Nisa. Then the Ivdar, and they all dispersed because they saw the Eidim didn't show up, so he left only with three. The 20 went away, he left with three. So he says, okay, I don't have the Eidim, but still the Halacha says that Baal is Baglaif, the Baal is believed to be Mafsid Iksubah, because Chazok Einonam Tereh Pesud the Mafsid, just spent all the money for the wedding yesterday. He's going to tell a lie today and say that she was a Pesel Pasua. So therefore we believe him. Heim Omer Heim Omer, Heim Tiknul Besubah. So then he wants to be believed. But Omalahu, so he tells the remaining three Dayanim after the and the Chachamim say, no, Choshishim Lekvodom Shel Harishoinim. What does that mean? An Indian of Kovit. That what? We had 23 Dayanim and 20 went away. Now we're going to be done with the remaining three. So people will say that these three had to kick out the 20. We had to get rid of the 20 because they didn't know how to learn. They were Amaratzim or there was something wrong with them, the Psulim or something. So you're not allowed to, since the case began with all 23, and now you're going to task in only with three, so it's going to be a Shanda, it may turn out to be a Busha and a Bizoyan to the original 20. So Rameya holds that Loi Choshishim L'Kvodim Shoshan, you don't have to worry about that Chashash. And the Chachamim say Choshishim L'Kvodim Shoshan. It's a very strange halacha. So the Chayre, you could perhaps interpret what the Gemara means is the following. That's a Jadin before. The Gemara had asked Akashe on Daf Hey on the base, 10 lines from the bottom. Gufa Amar Shmuel, Shnayim Shdonu Dinein Din, Shmuel holds that Menater Echad Namikosh. That by Hodos Havos, you don't need Shloisha Smuchim, it's enough Kadna Mikosh, and Shtaim Shadon is also good for the Yevid. Lachatkiri should really have Shloisha, Alti Don Yechidi, you should have two, you should have three. But for the Yevid, Shtaim Shadon is good, and Kadna Mikosh, for the Yevid, one would also be good. Craig the Gemara Kash, Eitzvei Rabba Le Rav Nachman, Zamishna Le Kamon, Dav Chotez, you're about 8 lines from the bottom of Hayam Beis. The Mishnah says you start off with the Bezn of Shloisha, and then there was a machloikis among the members of the Bezin. So two said chai and one said pata. Two said pata and one said chai. So you go basarai. What if two say one way and the third one says any yadeya? Oh, so then you don't go basarai, special din. If somebody says any yadeya, you can't outvote him. You can't say it's 2-1. The din is yosifu ada yonim shtayim. You have to add on to. Frek the Gemara. They didn't violate anything lechatchila b'yes. And ishka chutz the Bezin chatzuf is if lechatchila they sat down with two. Originally they sat down with three. One of the three said any yadeya, so what can you do? But the other two, I'm asking. It's two say chayla, two say pata. So Zola's blind, Shnayim shadon of the yadid is good. So why did the Mishnah require yosifu hadayonim? Bechadam any yadeya yosifu hadayonim. The Yisra, and if Shmuel is right, the Shnayim shadon of the yadid is good, Zola's blind, Shnayim shadon, leave it the way it is. So the Gemara gave an answer. Shiny Hoss and the Mekora died to the Tlossi Yisil. What does that mean? So we said when we learned the Gemara, there are different possibilities. So it could be one shot is they don't want to be Chatzufim. Shnayim Shadon is a Bezna Chatzuf. They don't want to be Chatzufim. So even though the two are masking and the one says any day, Yosif Adyon in order to avoid the violation of remaining a Bezna Chatzuf. That was one possibility. Or we said another pshat, the Rav Soloveitchik thought that this was the more correct pshat. True, Shmuel says that Hodos Vahavos don't require a Bezdin. Shloisha means you need a Bezdin. Chad Nami Kosher, the Rambam writes, Chad Nami Kosher, but it's not a Chavoshem Bezdin. It's like a Roi sees to the heifer, like a Chacham Paskins on a chicken. Chacham Paskins on Hilchas Nita, on a Mare, something Paskin Hilchas Shabbos. A Chacham, you don't need a Bezdin Hilchas Shabbos. A Chacham Shehigi Elohira gives a Psa. So here also, by Hodos Vahavos, Shmuel Shita is that you don't need a Psaq of a Bezdin. That you task in on the case, you can task in an abstract. What would the din be if such a case would come? But if you did kibina bezn of shloisha, then it will be nitvas in a psak on the case. If someone comes with a shayla, whether you're allowed to use pampers on Shabbos, when you've got to be moisha the bezn's got a paskin. No, it's not even nitvas in a psak of a bezn. A psak of the bezn is only when there's a case. So we're paskin ish ploni at the chayv, ish ploni at the zakai. We're paskin malchus amisa, your chayv malchus, your chayv misa. A psak of a bezin means that it relates to the case. The case is now closed. So it will be demonstrated later there was an error. So if there's a mistake, then you throw it out. But kozman is no mistake. So the psak means that the case is closed. What shach to say the case is closed? If there is no case, Shaila and Hilchas Treifus. What do you mean? The case is closed. There is no case. So the Chori Nitzah, the head, that's not even nitfas in a psak of a bezin. But in Dini Mominis, true Shmuel says the Dini is Chad Nami Kosher, it's sufficient with Chad. But if you have a Bezna Shloisha, it will be Nitfas in a Psaq of a Bezna Shloisha. So the Gemara says, Shain Hasam, the Meikora, Adaita, the Tlosa, Yesivi. Since there was a Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezn on his Din Torah, they sat down with the Bezna Shloisha. So the Aloha now says, it cannot be Nitfas just with the Heruas Chacham. Since there was a Yeshiva's Bezn, so the Aloha now requires it has to be Oizge Paskin with a Psaq of a Bezn. Then we said in Choshe Mishpat there's a Machlokes and Esek with the Ramah, with the Sma. What if originally there was a Bezin of 11, let's say, 15? Such a big din Torah, millions of dollars, so they're afraid to trust three Rabban. So they have 15 Rabban. And then let's say one of the Rabbanim says Eini Yodea, and the vote is 12 to 2. Two are Rabban, and one says Eini Yodea. So they say, Shaini Hasan and Nekora died to the 15 Yisivi. So you cannot have a Psaq less than 15. Or you say, no. This halach only means a Psaq, Hayruas Chacham, as opposed to a Psaq Bezin. Psaq Bezin is on a case. Hayruas Chacham is just an abstract. So if Nekora died to the Tlosi Yisivi, he started off with the Yeshiva's Bezin, so then the halacha says that this case cannot be Oiske Paskin without a Psaq Bezin. But if you had a Yeshiva's Bezin of 15, there's no halacha that it can't be always kipaskin with anything less than 15. 14 is also a gam shena bezin. Anything from 3 and above is a good bezin. So that's an esik in choshe mishpat. Is that also included? Shaina hasam, you cannot be nifsik with less than 15? Oh no. Once you have 3, so 3 is a bezin. So getting back to our gemara, it could be that that's what the gemara is driving at. Rav Meir says, Loich hashinu l'kvodim shol yishayin, and hachachamim say yichoshish l'kvodim shol yishayin. What kind of business kvodim shol yishayin? Kibbutim, we're afraid that people are going to be moitzi laz on their 20 dayonim who went away. They're going to think that the 3 kicked out the 20. The 3 kicked out the 20, so mishum kvodim shol yishayin, some funny, a strange pshat. So I think the Rav said, when we learned this gemara, I think he said that it's similar to that gemara. Just like the gemara said, that if you had a yeshiva, there's enough shloisha on a case, it cannot be always gepaskin with less than shloisha. So if you had a yeshiva bezin of 23 on a case, and it was nitvas in 23, because the chosan, the husband, said he threatened to bring Eidim with hasra. He said he's going to bring Eidim, he's going to give the wife miso. So first, all the ichlif beyes, and it lost the maid and the nevashes. They gathered together, 23 gathered together, and they're waiting to hear the case. So the husband starts pressing charges, and they say, knew where the Eidim? He says, hey, I couldn't find any Eidim. But there already was a kviyas yeshiva bezna Sanhedrin Tana of 23, so maybe that's what the chachamim say. Mepnei yesh ba dina nefoshes, since it started with the bezna of Chav Gimel, so once it was nikva yeshiva Sanhedrin Tana in the case, it cannot be yoyz gepaskin with less than a Sanhedrin Tana. Similar to that gemara, that once I had yeshiva bezna of 3, shayin has meikara died to the tlosa yisivu. So maybe that's what it means over here in Rabba as well. Maybe it doesn't really mean so much about kvodim shal rishonim. They're just worried about kibbutim. So then just based on kibbutim. Maybe the kibbutim is driving at this in you. Because of the issue of kovod, that's why we say you cannot be done the case in less than 23, because he started with 23. These are the two pshotim and the machlokes. Craig the Gemara on the top of on the days. There is a toisefte that says that the sheet of the Chachamim doesn't always apply. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Rameh says you never need Chav Gimel. Rameh says Moish Hashem is Gimel. The husband is only interested in being Mapsed Iksuba. Why should you need Chav Gimel? And the Chachamim say, it depends. Tavo Oy Mamay Bishloisha. If he's Tavei Mamay, it's enough. Even the Chachamim are asking with Rameh. If Tavo Oy Nefosho is Be'esu Mishloisha. Yeah, this is one of the many kashas of the Rabbi Natam against Rashi and the long Taisus on Amar Aleph. If Rashi learns pshat that the husband is coming to be mapsed the wife to ksuba, the husband is coming to give the wife einish misa, it should read tevo'oh moment. He's tevea her. He's tevea her. The husband wants to be mapsed her to ksuba. And tov tevo'oh nefashis. He's trying to give her an einish nefashis. Why does it say tevo'oh moment? So that's why the Rabbi Natan rereads the whole Gemara that the father, the girl's father, was mazen the edom of the husband. And the girl's father wants to collect mamon from the husband, not the husband wants to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. Gansan adivim shah. Rabbi Natan says, Tavo oi mamon, the girl's father is tavea the oinish mea kesa from the husband, and Tavo oi nefoshes, he's trying to give the oinish misa to the Eidim Zainan. Trying to give kasha zaman, because they tried to give misa to the isha, so now we're going to get an oinish misa to the Eidim Zainan. It's a whole different shot. We'll get to Rabbi Natan in another couple of weeks. But Rashi reads the Gemara. So the Brisa and the Tosefta says that the Chachamim, the Rameh, sometimes hold like Rameh, sometimes they disagree. So the Gemara says, Bishleim ala Rabba, according to the second Pshat we just had, so we understand when it's which case. If Tvoi, Mom and Tchilo, if the husband came on Thursday morning and he says, he doesn't have any Eidim, he doesn't know if he'll get Eidim. He wants to be them on the Hafsiduk Sibasa because Heim Heiminu, Chazoka ain't on him to ref the Sudim Hafsiduk. Heim Heiminu, Hafsiduk Sibasa Hafsiduk. So the husband, since he wants a lechatkila just to be master of the ksuba, to avoid mama, the chachamim are master, that is vishloshim. The only time the chachamim disagree is if tvoi nefash is tchila, the husband says, I'm going to produce aidin who are going to say that there was hasro, and we're going to give the wife misa. And then, ich nefeyasim etlosa, he gathered together 23. And then they call his bluff and he doesn't produce any, and then the 20 go away. So then the machlekes rameir and the rabbanon begins. Tovim, the first is tchila, so then the chachamim hold, I feel the moment is best mishloshim and take kvodim shalishayim. Since you started with a bezin of 23, you can't give a psak with less than a bezin. So that's nicha if you hold like rabba, that is an issue. The whole shitas chachamim only applies if the mechatchila he gathered together 23, and then he didn't produce any eidim at all, and it's just going to be nem of hafsid alpim. So that's an esek of kvodim shalishayim. El ula, but the way ula says, that choshishim lalaz, that the husband only comes, he wants to be mafsik suba. And still the chachamim hold that you always need 23. You always need 23. Why? Shema yetze hakol. The yishim wa'edim yavoyu. So when did the chachamim ever say that it's enough vishloshim? Elo, le rabba freg di gemore. Elo, what do they say? Vishleim, le rabba is nicha. It's good. Elo, le ula, but according to ula, that the reason why the chachamim say you need 23 is because Chashin alalas, kasha, when do you ever have a case that you don't need 23, you always should need 23? And for the Gemara, there is a far-fetched case. The only time you choshish that maybe Eidim will come and testify, like the husband says, she's a ba'ula. Maybe Eidim will come and testify that she was Mizana with Hasron, she's Chaymisa. That's only if you don't know one or the other. What if the husband came with a kata Eidim that zinsa, and then another pair of Eidim came with Omazim deiri habal? So are you still concerned that maybe another pair of Eidim will come and testify the same thing as Zinsa? Far-fetched. So that's what the Gemara says. Omar Rav says he's going to fire him for this Tosefta according to Ani, Tarisha Bachabura Targimna, me with another Orem Godel, fire him for Pshat and the Tosefta. Who is that Orem Godel? Arisha Bachabura means the greatest Talmud Chacham from amongst the whole group. Who is that Orem Godel? Rabchia Bar Rav. So Rav, with Rabchia Bar Rav, said Pshat and the Tosefta, I was like, Achmas Kinon. What's the case that the Chachamim hold that it's, sometimes it's an upish loisha? In the following case, Shev Yabal Eidim Shezinsa, the husband brought Eidim. Shezinsa, Seitaka needed it, there's not 23. The Hev Yahav Eidim Zimu V'Eidi Abal, and they were Mazim V'Eidi Abal. So now you're going to say that still there's a concern, and still a possibility that another pair of Eidim are going to come. After you Mazim the first pair, it's a nest that the first pair ever came. How often is it? The Gemara says in Gittin that it's very far-fetched. The Gemara says in the second parak in Gittin that Znus lo shchicha. It's very highly improbable. You're going to get Eidim v'hasro. Znus, unfortunately, is very shchicha, Taisa says there. But Eidim v'hasro are going to testify that a person is going to get a noyin shmisa feish is isha zinsa. How is that shaykh? So nonetheless, the chachamah hol chayshishin lalas. But you had a kat eidim came said zinso with hasro, and then we were mazin them. So you choshish that another kat eidim are going to come. This lachat pelah agavi pelah. A second kat eidim are going to come after the first kat was uzam. So that's already too far fetched. Even a chachamim are masking that loy chashin alaz the ki hai gavi. That's what the gemara farev. So what's the case if hezimum leyedi habal? So now we know. So what, the husband is still believed to be mafsidik subasa? The husband comes on Thursday morning and says, ishti zimsa. So if that's the whole story, the husband is believed. Hein heminu. Chachamim tiktun lebenais Yisrael lechsuba masayim ala amon. Hein heminu lafsidik subasa. Hein on a tariyat misuniz never. But after he brings witnesses and when mazim the witnesses, the husband still believed lafsidik subasa. No, he's not believed. So what's the din Torah all about now? The Rameir says, b'shloisha fakir. That the father wants to collect the Meir Kesef now. So that's what the Gemara says. The father comes to collect the Meir Kesef. Shevi Abalim Shizins, maybe it was Zimum. Bodlik was Mammon Mibaal. If the father comes to collect the money from the husband, That's what Rashi says. This is the first time we're talking about Meir Kesef. Until now we were talking about the Ksubim. But in order that you should realize that we're switching the Din Torah now, that the father of the girl wants to get his Meir Kesef, as it says in the Chumash, Ron Shalos and Meir Kesef, so the Gemara adds on the word, Bo Likvas Maman Bibao. That's why they added on here, La Pukif in the Pirush Abin Atam, that all along from the beginning we're talking about, that's what Rashi emphasized over here on Amid Beis. He says, there were those Rishonim Alor not like me, before the Rabbein Atam's times already. In the days of Rashi, there were already Rishonim Alor like the Rabbein Atam. And he says, it's not always behalten, because the Gemara emphasizes here, that now it's a different Mishad, Bo Likvas Maman Bibao. If the father of the girl wants to collect his Meir Kesef, then it's b'shloisho, then it's enough of Bezna b'shloisho. It's not going to develop into anything further. But b'makam nefash is b'esem b'shloisho. If the case wouldn't have been a case of hazan, if it would have been the husband just comes b'lechatchil l'hafsidu k'zeboso, then l'chachom hov choshishim l'la'az, and l'hafsidu k'zeboso would have needed a bezna of esem b'shloisho. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So until now, what were the two pshatim in the Mishnah, the Chshitas Chachamim, the Rameyah? What did it mean, Neshiyesh B'din and Fashas? So the first pshat was Ulo, and the second pshat was Rabba. That we're really talking about a Dinter of Mominis, Hefzid Aksuba we're talking about. And Hefzid Aksuba sometimes requires a Bezin of Esam Mishloisha, because it started off with Esam Mishloisha, Chashin Al-Kredim Shorishayim, or because it may possibly lead up to 23. We explained that it may lead up to, it's already called a Masa Matam Dina Nefasha, so if you say it's one started off with 23, that's like the Gemara before, Shani Hachan Mekor Adai to the Chav Gimel Yisim. So it's improper to be done with less. Then the next time Amoraim in the Gemara learn a totally different shot. Abai Yoma Abai says, nothing with nothing to do, it's all Chaloimus. The Kul Yama, that's the Shaila. Abaye could either say nobody holds from Allah's, or he could say everybody holds from Allah's. So why did Abaye have to say everybody holds? That's going to be one of the kashas of the Rabbi Natan. The Natan asked against Rashi. So Abaye says the Nachlekes Rabbi Rabban has nothing to do with Allah's, has nothing to do with Kvayim Shoshan. According to Rashi, he could have just as well said they both do believe in Allah's, or they neither believe in Allah's. So Abaye chose to say they both believe, they both do hold from Allah's, and they both hold this Kvayim Shoshan. So what's the machlokes? Ananda machlokes. Rameya holds that there's no misa. The chacham hold that there is misa. The chacham hold that they should yeish bo din and the forshes. They're arguing about a specific case. Is there misa or not? And the machlokes is identical with another machlokes. Kigoin hachmaskin and kigoin. Abai says pshat. Dasru bostam. They're talking about a case. They gave her hasra. They gave the eshes ishes insa. The asru bostam. They said you better not be mizana, or we're going to give you misa. That they were for Agri Mises Bezin, that Skila said to Herg Mechenik. Anaira Hamarasa Shazinsa is Skila. If she's in the Suah Shazinsa, then it's Chenik. And they didn't specify what, they just said, we know that you're married, and this is not your husband, you better not be Mizana, you're going to get the death penalty. They didn't say which Misa. And that's a Machloika Satanai. Vahaitana Hudatanya. There's a Brisa that says there's a Machloika. Shakra Chag Mises Shabbatar and the Mismois and the Bailabay Menu Hasra Shad Yushu Chayv Misa Bezdin. Tanakama holds it's enough if you give us Surah, don't do this Aveire. We're going to give you an Einish Misa. Rabbi Yudah says, no, that's not enough. Ashiyot Yu Beza Misa Uner. You have to give us Surah Mufuretes. Which Misa it's going to be? So the Abai suggests that that's the Machlokes of Me'an the Rabbanim. Not a Machlokes that really has anything to do with Moitzi Shemra, nothing to do with Choshishin Lalaz, nothing to do with Kvodim Shalishonim. Rameyar argues with the Chachamim in one specific case. If they gave Hasra, for one who did an Einish, one who did an Aver, it doesn't have to be Dafke Eishes Ishes Itzah, could be Aver Dizan. They gave a Hasra, they didn't say which Misa, they just did, don't do the Aver, we're going to give you Misa. Rameyar holds that there's no Misa. Rameyar holds like Rav Yudah, there's no Misa. And the Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim hold like the Chachamim over here, that Hasra Stam, there would be Misa. The Gemara says, Papa Mahacha, there are different types. The Machlekes Rameh the Rabbanah has nothing to do with Kvodim Shorishanim, nothing to do with Las. They both hold, yeah, they both hold. No, it's another Machlekes along the lines of Abai. Hacha B'isha Chavei Raskinon. The woman who is married, his wife, the Eishes Ishes Inso, she knows all the dinim. She knows everything. She teaches in a school. She teaches Tanakh. She knows the dinim. We're talking about an Isha Chavei Raskinon, on a big Talmud Chochem, the Komeshligi, the Plukta, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Bona, the Tanya, the Machloikis, where the Chavir, Tzorech Hasra, and Chavir means a big Talmud Chochem, What do you have to give Masroah? He knows the dinim better than us. We're going to tell him, you're not allowed to do this because you think Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos is the skilum. He'll wrap off all the dinim himself. He knows better than us. So that's Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Mechover, Eina Tzorach Hasroah. Chover means a Talachach. Talachach doesn't need any Hasroah. The fish like Nitna Hasroah, Lahaf Meshach Yigla Mezid. The Hasroah is only needed to make sure that he's doing the Aver Mezid. He knows very well that he's doing what the Halacha saw. So he doesn't need Hasroah. So just like a Chover doesn't need Hasroah, Isha Chover, the same thing, would not need Hasroah. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chacham hold no. Chover Tzorach Hasroah. So the Chacham hold that there is an Oinish Misa. So the Pshat of Rav Papa is along the same lines of Abai. Then the Gemara keeps on going. Every Yukimt is going to be the same here. Rav Ashi Yama Kegoin, the same style as Rav Papa, the same style as Abai. Kegoin, we're talking a special case. Kegoin, the Asru Bo, Tavshtein. The Edom come and they say, they warn the woman, don't be Mezane, we're going to give you Malkus. Loisinov is an Aseris Adibus. Loisinov is supposed to get Misa. Either he gets Reifa, she's a Baskoin, she's Zinso, or he gets Skila, she's an Ira Hamarasa. Or you get Chenik, and she's an Isha Nesua. But what's that? This Malkus? They made a mistake. They warned her, don't do this news. We're going to give you a Malkus. But they warned the Malkus for Le'asur Boktola. They didn't warn her for Misa. And that's a Machloikis HaTanaim. Can you give, if it's a Lav, Shenitna, Lasaris, Mrs. Bezin, let that person is worship Sabbath, is a person is Mechal Shabbos. If they would have given him Hasra, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we'll give you skila, they would have given him skila. If they want him, don't do chilul Shabbos, we'll give you malchus. Can you give malchus or not? That's not, maybe that's not dumya, the lab the chasim, you only get malchus on an aver, which is similar to the sasim shabbadisha. Kom ifligi, the machlegis rameh, and the chachamim in the mishneh, is the machlegis rabbi shmol ne rabbonon, this not, makis b'shloish, No, I said it over wrong. What that they both hold now? They both hold that what that an Ashes Isha Zinso should have gotten Misa. But if you give a Hasra for Malkus, we'll give a Malkus. That's also Machlekes. We pass from that a Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Misa Bezin doesn't get any Malkus. So the Gemara now, this Ukimte, Rabashi is learning, they both hold that you do get Malkus. It's in Gansra Shloik Allah. We pass from Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Misa Bezin, no Malkus. And the Machlekes of Me'an HaChachamim is whether Malkus needs a Bezin of Gimel. A Malkus needs a Bezna Chal Gimel. That's also in the first Mishnah. That's later in the first Mishnah. Come if Ligi be plucked to the Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbanim this man. Malkus be Shloish and Mishnah be Shmuel Lama be Esa be Shloish. The Gemara goes by to more Kimta. Every Kimta is going to be not like Rabbi, not like Gula, that it's a Machloikis about Dini Mominis. Whether the Dini Mominis should need Chal Gimel because of Kvaitim Shalishan, because Kvaitim Shalishan, what's going to be, what was, but rather, is there Misa now? Or does Malkus need Chal Gimel? And we're going to have more Kintas. I think what we'll do is like this. We'll finish the way Rashi reads all the Gemara, and then we'll go back to cover all of the, a lot of details here that we just skimmed through quickly, that Rashi and Taisis have long discussions, especially this gigantic Taisis Tesem and Al, is very Negel Aloche. And then we'll get back to the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat last. Rabbeinu Tam has a lot to say on this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is totally different from Rashi. Okay, so we'll be better, next week we'll learn in Yoni Chanukah, and then the week after we'll go back to this sugya.
The case didn't start yet, how did we know so much information?
The case is what?
The case didn't start yet.
He calls up and he says, I have Adam. He says, I have Adam who are going to...
You know what the sword is, and you know what the sword is.
He tells us in advance. He spoke to the Adam and they said, they gave Asura for this. They didn't give it up. Yeah. Hachma Askinah, that's the case, yeah. Right, the Gemara says they didn't know by Mekoshish whether he was a Chayv Misa Bechlal, so they couldn't give him any Hasra. So the Gemara says later that Mekoshish for sure was a Hayruah Shoah Hoysa. Based on the normal rules and regulations, Mekoshish should not have gotten Misa. The Shaila is the Megadev. The Megadev, here, that's a Sugi on Pei on the base. This Gemara appears on Pei on the base. So by the Mekoshish, the Gemara said for sure was a Hayruah Shoah, because they didn't. Wait a minute, which one? The Mekoshesh they knew was, no, the Mekoshesh they knew was Chai Misa, they knew, Mechalem, Osimus, but they didn't know which Misa. So that's a Machlegis, this Tanoim. Was that a Hayroah Shoah or not? If you hold, you have to have a Shiodu Be'eza Misa. So they didn't give Hasra Be'eza Misa, so that was a Hayroah Shoah. And if you hold, you don't need Be'eza Misa, so it wasn't a Hayroah Shoah. By the Megade, they didn't know at all whether he's Chai Misa. So by the Megara, for sure that was a Hayroah Shoah. There never was any Hasra at all for Misa.
By the Mekoshish, the Gemara says there was a Hasra Stam, so that's the Machlekes of Yudin and Chachamim, whether that was a Hirosha also or not. That's the Gemara, that's Peyam and Beis. Yeah, that's right, that's right. And then just say a short Maimah, there's a famous Medrash on this week's Seder that Megel Halacha about in many shuls, when there's no minyan, you only have 9 people who are pierced by mitzvah, so you mitzarif a katan with a sefer Torah b'yodah. Based on the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, based on the Tosfos and Brachos, in the middle of Shlosh HaShofar. So that's based on the Havamina of the Medrash Rabbah in this week's Seder. The Gemara Megillah says that when you want to recite the Dovah Shebikdusha, you require a minyan of Asara Gedoylin b'nei Chorin b'nei Bris. You cannot be mitzarif Noshim, you cannot be mitzarif Ebed Knaini, in Canada, mitzad ktana. A dovish b'kedusha. What's dovish b'kedusha? Kadosh b'kedusha. Baruch Hu. Kriyas haTorah. Chazaras haShatz. All those things you need a minyan. So how do you know that you need a minyan? So there are different limudim. So one limud is that it says b'nikdash b'disoch b'nei Yisrael, and it says b'bodlu mitoch eda hara hazois by the meraglim. There were 12 meraglim, and only 10 of them. With the Eidah HaRoh HaZoi, so you learn Xereshav HaTech Tech. That's one mocker. And another mocker is the Pasuk in today's Seder. That says, by Avoy B'nai Yisrael, how does it say? Minai Le'edah Shehi Asor HaHadim Avin Ekdash Kibisol B'nai Yisrael means a minion of 10. Because it says, B'nai Ekdash Kibisoich B'nai Yisrael. And that, the word Toich is connected with the word Eidah. Yibod L'metech Eidah HaZoi. And here it says the word Toich, Vayavoy B'nai Yisrael Ishbor Bor. How does it say? Acha Yankif Asora. How does it say? B'nai Yankif Asora. B'soich HaBoim. So the word Toich is mentioned. So it says Toich in connection with 10. So that's how you know that that the word Toich and the word Eidah means 10. So then the Medrash continues to talk about Ding Mitzarif Akotin. They need, they should all be, all 10 have to be Bar Mitzvah. So the Medrash starts off by saying, you can be mitzarev a cotton to bench mezumen ba'asara, but not for davish b'kedusha. So you see the pashtus says that benching mezumen ba'asara is nishkin davish b'kedusha. It's not a davish b'kedusha. Machlokes, right? That's the Rav Soloveitchik used to say that different minhagim. When you bench mezumen ba'asara, but when you say baruch hakenu, whether you stand up or not. So he said in Lithuania, he said they didn't stand up, and in Germany and other countries they did stand up. So he said it's a shayla and rishayim. Machlokes and rishayim, whether benching ba'asara constitutes a davish b'kedusha, such a require a midah or not. So here this Medrash Rabbah on today's Seder starts off that it's not. That it's not a davish b'kedusha. You cannot be mitzarif a cotton to a minyan where you really need a minyan for davish b'kedusha, but you can be mitzarif a cotton for benching basar. Then the Medrash says, Tony, we have a brisa, cotton the sefer Torah, osim also sniff. So what does it mean, cotton the Sefer Torah? It means he's holding a Sefer Torah. So he says, no, Omer Abudin, what the Brisa meant to say was, Kenny must listen. The Brisa means like this, cotton this Sefer Torah, also sniff. It doesn't mean a cotton holding a Sefer Torah, it means for Kriyas HaTorah. You can give an aliyah to the cotton. It doesn't mean the cotton is the center. No, you have 10 Gedolim, but you can give the aliyah to the cotton. And then the Medrash continues to discuss the details of Allah. But that's that famous comment, the Minig Olam, that people take 9 gedolim and they take a cotton, he holds a sefer Torah. That's the havamina of the Medrash. And the Medrash backs out from that. The Medrash says that cannot possibly be the pshat and the braisa. The braisa means the cotton is going to get an aliyah. He can be mitzarif him to the minyan shivro, not to the minyan of 10. You need the 10 gedolim.
He's going to hold like Rabbeinu Tan, that we're talking about a standard situation where somebody is going to try.
Thank you very much.
We're looking to give the standard Maisi Shemra. So then, if you say that the reason why the person is Chayiv Malchus is because he tried to kill her, which is something Rabbi mentioned, I think, last week.
Right.
And if there's not going to be a best in the 23, his attempt...
There's no attempt at Misa.
There's no attempt at Misa. So if there's not going to be any attempt at Malchus, there won't be any result
of Malchus. There won't be any result of Malchus. Okay.
That's way, it could be another way of understanding the Rambam and saying why you need 23.
You need 23 to be, no, he says you need 23 to be done. To be done, Moti Shema, you need 23. He doesn't say you need 23 in order that it should have started off. I don't think he said that.
So,